Hey everyone, it's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey. Happy 2026.
Yay! Woo! Confetti, confetti.
I feel so refreshed.
I do too.
Usually we like fake it and we record this at the end of the year and we're like, oh, I feel so refreshed, but I really do feel refreshed.
Yeah, because this is the beginning of the year. This is really...
It really is.
Yeah.
And how are we doing? Have we made any New Year's resolutions?
Not really.
We went for a walk in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
Call it 4 o'clock fitness, which is like a little reminder to step away from our desks. But we've been calling it that for a year and not actually doing anything. Yeah. So we took Penny for a walk yesterday at 4.
That's so nice. So is that like a resolution you're going to stick to? Like move around at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I guess so. If that's what Jamie wants to do.
If that's what
I like that it gets in my court.
Mike has a resolution to just keep Jamie happy.
Yes.
Get it.
Same
I have zero
year.
Resolutions. Isn't that terrible?
No.
I guess, except I am wild because I have a tooth gem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Pretty fancy.
Everyone's like, what? They think it's very like gangsta kind of, but it really kind of, it just isn't. It's just a little like a rhinestone on my tooth.
Yeah. It'd be gangster if it was the entire tooth was gold plated
right.
or something. Yeah.
Right. That's true. Or if I had a whole grill or something like that.
It's just pretty little sparkle.
It's a little,
we're girls. We like sparkle.
I feel like a cartoon character, like, bling.
Yeah, exactly. Bing. You smile and it flashes.
Plus, it can come off at any time.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And I know it's so funny because my friend who has one was like, well, I was eating a bagel and my tooth gem is gone.
Oh, no.
She's had hers for years.
Okay.
I was like, oh, it fell through the hole in the bagel and it's probably on the floor. Anyway.
That's funny.
So my resolution is to keep my tooth gem in place.
Keep us posted.
Right. But most of the time, people have food resolutions.
Yeah.
And there's a lot, you know, every year people are talking about like, this is a new food trend and that's a new food trend. And does it really stick? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But we thought it would be fun to just do an episode on what we think are the food trends.
Yeah.
Some new, some maybe not so new.
Yeah.
But we also have foods to taste too. I'm excited.
We couldn't not chew.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like a mini haul, but also just a way to wrap our brains around what to expect in 2026 in the world of food, especially packaged foods. And then in our world too, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? Recipes?
Yeah.
Things of that nature?
Yum, yum, yum.
Awesome. Okay. So we do have a fine sponsor today of today's podcast. This is Crisp Power.
Yay.
Has been a partner of ours for a while. And I'd say we are very lucky to have Crisp Power as a partner. Why? Specifically because pretzels are just like my thing. I love pretzels so much. I love pretzels so much that I really had given them up for the most part because I felt like I couldn't control myself around them and I would eat them and it was a lot of empty calories. But Crisp Power, it's protein pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the best of all worlds.
Yeah.
And I can't say enough good things about Crisp Power. They come in so many different flavors. Do we each want to take a flavor and go around
yes.
the room?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Okay. I know they come in everything.
Sesame.
I like the cinnamon crunch.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I like the Flamin' Hot ones. I'm not even like a super spicy person, but they're so good.
Yeah, the Flamin' Crunch is so delicious and flavorful without being like too spicy or over the top.
Yeah, and this, you get to eat the whole bag and they have up to 28 grams of protein per bag.
That's
and
crazy.
Only 5 or 6 net carbs.
Wow.
It's like unbelievable. No sugar, 10 grams of fiber. I mean, you can eat them straight out of the bag or you can put them on your charcuterie boards. You can add cheese to them. I'm going to open. We have some flavors to taste now.
Okay.
So we're going to try first the cheddar. Here goes 1, 2, 3. Listen to this crunch.
That's an impressive crunch.
I can't believe you get this whole bag.
I know. It's almost like it's like a cracker meets a pretzel. These are so good on charcuterie boards. Hold on. I want to try the Flamin'. The Flamin' one.
I can't believe how good the texture is because I even remember when we first tried this, we were like, protein pretzel, really? It's going to taste dry and weird. This just tastes like the best pretzel ever.
It really does. And I just put Monterey, like I put Jack cheese on the Flamin'.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I would do with these? Salad, like a crouton swap, high protein crouton swap.
Yes. Yes.
All
and
right.
They're so flavorful. You don't even like need dressing.
I want to change mine to spicy as my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's so good.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
I don't understand. This tastes like junk food, but without the junk.
I just love that you can, I just love that like protein in everything is a trend, but I never thought protein in pretzels could mm-hmm. taste this good.
Yeah,
I am blown away.
No artificial ingredients? Mm-mm. Crazy.
Do you want to try the sesame?
Yes.
You love you the sesame.
Yep.
Yeah, I do love the sesame.
It's like a quiet, what do you call it? Like not a dark horse. What's
sleeper?
Yeah,
the sleeper hit. The sleeper hit. And wait for it. 15% discount.
Mm. Ooh.
15% discount. How do they get that, Jamie? What do they do?
Go to hungrygirl.com/foodcast. We'll link you to all the information. Do it quick because, you know, that 15% off isn't going to last forever. But stay tuned to the Hungry Girl Daily emails because we're going to keep doing specials with them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the sesame. There's a nice little hint of salt in there, too.
Mm-hmm. So good. And it's good alone, right out of the bag, mm-hmm. or you can put stuff on them. Yes, these pretzels. You need them. 15% off. Great flavors. All natural. Loaded with fiber. Loaded with protein. So delicious. So crunchy. Yum. Yeah, protein. Protein in pretzels. That's life-saving.
Yeah.
Truly. And so there is protein everywhere. That is trend number one. Protein, protein, protein. And protein was huge last year, and I think it's only getting bigger this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not just in the most expected places. Like, everybody knows there's protein bars and there's protein shakes. And then there's obvious protein, you know, animal protein or other kinds of protein, protein powders. But it is popping up in weird places, which I love.
Yeah.
So creative. And in our world, we've been using protein so much more. Like cottage cheese mm-hmm. is just like the best. I don't know why we waited so long. It's kind of like cottage cheese is the new cauliflower.
Yes, it is. It's a secret ingredient. You mm-hmm. can like hide it.
So easily. And like, I think the best use of it is probably the two ingredient dough.
Mm-hmm.
And that even those videos that I put up, we made those biscuits yep. and mm-hmm. like bagels. Whatever, the bagels.
Did we have a calzone recently?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And it's so great. And some people don't even like, I like to put the cottage cheese in a blender so it's really smooth.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't mind the curds, you mm-hmm. can just mix the cottage cheese in with the flour and it's fine.
Yeah.
But like, I really like to hide it.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Blend it all the way.
You blend
baby.
It? Yeah. And it's fun.
Yeah.
Because it gets so creamy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it too. Like we've done those a couple of soup recipes. We have one coming up in a few days and then one that we did. So you like blend it into a creamy soup and it adds protein.
So good. And so easy. And it's easy to make a single serving. Mm-hmm. So like it's just everything you'd want. Love it. Also, the thing that we see and we see more of it, I like to say that we started this trend, but remember we were making pizza-fied chicken back mm-hmm. in like, what, 2005 or yep. something?
Mm-hmm.
Where you use chicken as the pizza crust?
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing so much more of that now yeah. where it's just like protein in place of carbs, right?
Yeah, I mean, the whole pizza trend, which we have so many pizza recipes mm-hmm. where it's basically a pizza, but instead of the crust, you've got, you know, a meat crust.
Yeah, and there's a brand that I keep their products in my freezer all the time. It's called Real Good Foods,
mm-hmm.
and they make like chicken-based lasagna.
So good.
So it's smart. Like so good. Thin slices of chicken. Was that like one of our...
That was our find of the year, I think, in 2023. Mm.
But also they do like a cannelloni, same mm-hmm. kind of thing. It's like they roll up the chicken with mm-hmm. the cheese inside. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's basically taking like the trend of doing that type of thing with vegetables, of making like noodles out of vegetables and mm-hmm. lasagna noodle, like, and just now we're saying, how about protein?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And also eggs, like, I don't know, you know, Crepini, that brand that was making those little egg crepes, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. the egg based tortillas. Mm-hmm. They're doing like a ton of stuff. Like what, Jamie, you yeah. found a whole bunch of stuff that
protein
they're coming out with.
Pancakes. They have flavored ones and unflavored. Then they have like a savory wrap. It's really cool. It's basically like a tortilla, but it's almost entirely made out of egg whites.
Amazing. Yeah. And they have dessert flavors. They have mm-hmm. savory, they have mm-hmm. sweet, and they're just, I mean, they're great. I remember mm-hmm. when we got our shipments in and I was just putting like, I don't know, Laughing Cow. I was putting mm-hmm. other kinds of cheese. I was wrapping everything in them. And it's just like, it's so easy. And it's just a great way to add protein instead of carbs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a way to feel like it's just a good vehicle
yeah.
instead of bread.
I think that brand, Egg Life, they have like, cause that's a similar product, right? Where it's like the egg, tortilla kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have like little, like them rolled like in ham and turkey that you mm-hmm. can buy at the store. Like it's already rolled up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
So cool.
Delish.
And what about those noodles?
Oh, the egg white noodles. I love that a lot of people are making them now because it's like everybody, you know, I guess they jumped on the trend. Everybody was just using shirataki, but they're like, if we just take some egg and make eggs into noodles, like how brilliant is that?
Yeah.
Noodle Revolution makes great ones. So,
oh, so good.
They're amazing. Yeah. I have those in my house. It's just, it's creative. Again, it makes me feel good about eating noodles, mm-hmm. which, you know, I don't know. I used to feel like pasta, maybe just empty calories, but yeah. this is great.
So are egg noodles like, because I'm not familiar too much about it. So are they 100% egg or is there like a little bit of flour and a lot of egg? Like how does it work?
It's not like the egg noodles you're thinking about from like Jewish deli egg noodles.
Right. Those are just like noodles made with egg yolks. Yeah. Like they add that. Those are super rich. These are primarily egg whites, yep. I would say.
I wonder how they do that. I want to see them make
it. Yeah. No, they're good. They're good also because they're not as chewy. Like mm-hmm. if you're a person that wants a noodle swap and wants something other than a veggie and doesn't really love the texture of anything made with the cognac that the yam mm-hmm. that you might like these. So
yeah I think too, just to throw something out there that I think has become a hot topic, sometimes people will say, oh, if you want pizza or pasta, just have real ones in moderation. And you know what, I feel like that's totally fine if that works for you and makes you happy, but don't yuck my yum. If I want to have...
Don't yuck my yum.
Yeah. If I want to enjoy...
Where did that come from?
If I want to enjoy egg yum. White noodles and zucchini noodles and chicken-based pot, like I love these things. I'm not torturing myself. Right. It's not like I'm... Like to each their own.
Right.
For some people, they would much rather have... I know people that would say, I would much rather have a small piece of dark chocolate, real dark chocolate, than... a low calorie mug cake or whatever. And it's like, awesome. You do you.
Right. Yeah. No, whatever works for you. I do both.
Yeah.
Like I will eat real pizza, but I love chicken mm-hmm. crust pizza. Yeah. And I just love food.
Yeah.
So other things we've been experimenting with, and I'm surprised it took us so long to do these official recipes, but like protein powder is so great. And we just started adding it to things like oatmeal officially, mm-hmm. like, you know, we've been talking about it, but now we're making more recipes and those Rice Krispie treats.
Oh yeah.
It's just, I think the protein powders are getting better and mm-hmm. more delicious mm-hmm. and more versatile and easy mm-hmm. to use. And it's just a great way to sneak in extra mm-hmm. protein. Yeah. So yay. And we've had more partners actually, but that have great proteins.
Well, which makes sense. Cause we only partner with brands and foods that we're like, this is amazing. Everyone needs to know about it.
Absolutely. Okay. So we thought we would try some fun new protein items. First, we have a couple things where it's like, okay, we would never expect protein to be in this. Mm-hmm. And the first example of that is protein soda. Mm-hmm. So it's Don't Quit Protein Soda in a fruit punch flavor. I'm a little nervous about this.
15 grams in that can of soda.
It looks like just a regular can of soda.
Wait, do it on there. Yeah.
I know I'm going to because I know Jamie.
I still enjoyed that even though there was no fizz.
There's a little bit.
A little fizz. Yeah. Hold on. Still there. Still there. Still there. It's a little fizzy. Okay. I'm sniffing it. It smells like Hawaiian punch. It smells like there was a soda called Tahitian Treat when I was a kid.
Oh, it's clear.
It is clear here.
That was surprising.
Don't quit protein soda.
So no artificial flavors, colors. So that's probably.
Yeah, let's talk a little about
that. No caffeine, by the way.
No caffeine. So and no sugar. What is it sweetened with?
Can we not tell you and wait? It might not be your favorite sweetener.
All right. How many calories is it?
60.
For the entire can.
But that's the protein.
Okay. I really like it because it's sour.
Ooh.
It's so tart.
Delicious.
Love it.
This would be a good mixer. Talk about high protein cocktails.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
That is so good. I was surprised.
That is delish. Because you know what? It's loaded with citric acid. Mm-hmm. Finally, someone's doing it right.
Yep.
Oh, that makes me happy.
All right, any guesses on the sweetener?
Sucralose.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah. I could tell.
But I feel like sucralose, like there's some things we'll always stay away from, like maltitol.
Right.
But I feel like sucralose, when it's done right, can be delicious.
For me, sucralose always tastes the best. It's just, you know, I do it in moderation because I've had like slight issues.
Yeah.
That's delicious.
That was fantastic. But
yeah. No, amazing.
So it also comes in root beer, orange, and grape. It's at select retailers nationwide, like CVS and Walmart. So this is like a product with real distribution. And it's called Don't Quit Protein Soda and Fruit Punch, as in you don't have to quit drinking soda.
Yeah. I love this.
Mm-hmm. And this
is brilliant.
I got ours at Pavilions, which is a Safeway Albertsons company.
Good to know.
Why am I obsessed with the soda?
I don't know. It's really good though.
I want to make like a high protein like float.
Ooh.
With like protein ice cream.
Yes.
Or like Greek yogurt frozen or something. I'm like in love.
Yeah. We need to hit these people up. Let's talk.
No kidding.
Let's talk
if you're
soda.
If you're listening, let us know. All right. Next up, we have another item with protein that's a little unexpected. It's so funny because I bought this item and it's been in my freezer for, I don't know how many months. I've been waiting to do a taste test. I forget about it, but here it is. And I've never tried it. Eggo buttermilk vanilla protein waffles. Mm, so you don't expect protein in waffles.
I have some gossip on this product.
Ooh.
If I'm correct,
hot.
I'm pretty sure that this existed and it was called something like Eggo Complete. Like it had a different name and they wisely rebranded it.
I'll let you have a full one because the plate's really hot.
As protein waffles because people didn't know that that's the big selling
point. Complete wasn't.
I might be wrong on what exactly it was called, but I'm almost certain this is a rebranded product.
So, how much protein is in this here waffle? Mm.
10 G's. Let's see if that's for one or two. Let me find out. No.
Two.
Two waffles has 180 calories, 4.5 grams fat, 11 grams of sugar, because this is a vanilla flavor, and 10 grams protein.
These are delicious.
Mm.
I haven't had an Eggo. In a very, very long time. Mm. Oh my Lord, these are so good.
Yeah, that tastes like junk food. Like it tastes like classic kid
food. You don't even need anything on it.
What? No. Mm-mm. It also comes in chocolate brownie and strawberry delight. I mean, 90 calorie waffles, that's not a lot.
No, two of them with a nice amount of protein.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very impressed with Eggo buttermilk vanilla protein waffles. They're in the freezer section, obviously, and they're at supermarkets and retailers nationwide. A lot of today's finds are not hard to find.
No, this one seems like you could find it anywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even my freezer.
Oh my gosh, there's a box under your chair.
And seriously, it's in my freezer.
And I don't know, I'm like, don't quote me on this, but it looks like it's very little ingredients, which I know a lot of people are now into as well. Like that's, I'm impressed with that.
Mm.
So
I always think it's funny when people say few ingredients because you could have a veggie burger that is 900 different vegetables and is the healthiest thing in the world. Or you could have something that has two bad for you ingredients.
That's
long
true.
Ingredient lists are not always the devil.
If it's all vegetables.
Yeah. Good point,
that's
good
funny.
Point.
All right. Next up, we have another trend. Sweet treats without the sugar. Now, ooh. This has been a trend for who knows how long, a very long time. But it's a trend that will not die.
No. Nope.
Especially in our world. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We're all about desserts and we like to use swaps. And, you know, I use a lot of Truvia and a lot of things that are stevia based, all natural, like monk fruit kind of thing. I'm a huge fan of all the chocolate brands that don't use sugar, like Lily's and Choc Zero. Mm-hmm. And there's so much that we do in our world with like our whips and our Ninja Creamy recipes and Froyo bark. Like there's just no excuse for overdoing it on sugar if you like desserts, in my opinion.
I love, too, all the creative ways of taking, like, a simple piece of fruit and making it taste like dessert. Like, one of your OG creations was taking an apple, chopping it up, putting it in a mug with a couple of red hot candies, cinnamon candies, and it tastes like apple pie.
Apple pie in a mug.
Yeah.
Even Dr. Oz approved.
Yeah.
And he was pretty specific about ingredients lists. He was okay with a handful of red
hots.
Yep. And apple nachos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are so good.
What do you top yours with? What makes them nachos?
Well, I like to do it with, I have different ones. Sometimes I use yogurt and like crushed peanuts, or I use peanut butter powder that I add like liquid to and just drizzle it with, or like caramel, like the light caramel dip.
Yum, you name it.
I just love apples.
It's a fun way to eat it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can probably do that with other fruit too, like berries and like melons, I'm sure.
It might
you
be hard to call it a nacho, though.
Yeah.
It's stretching.
Because it won't crunch.
Little tiny berry nachos.
Yeah. How about sliced jumbo strawberries? Slice them.
Okay.
And the strawberry
you
connection.
Could nacho those out.
Yeah. Anything's a nacho if you're brave enough. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, Mike, in your travels, like the travels to the supermarket, did you find anything that fits the bill here?
I did. I have to go and get it out of the freezer.
Okay.
Right,
I'm going to have another bite of this
topic,
waffle.
Please.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Wow. The first topic of the year. What are we most excited for in 2026? It could be anything. Food, life, vacations, anything.
Wow.
You put me on
for
the
me?
Spot.
No. And this should, it's not a resolution, but I started treading water like almost daily.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had bad weather.
Metaphorically or actual water?
Actual water. Like I keep my pool very warm. And I go in and I tread water. And that, like, it just made me feel great. Yeah. I'm excited about that.
Very. I've heard studies that it's like one of the best things for like mood regulation too, because something about the water and your body chemistry, like it's supposed to be really good if you have anxiety or like any, you know, you struggle with mood at all. It's supposed to be great.
It is. I think I was like in a bad mood those days. I couldn't go into the pool. Aww. The pool was a mess. We had like the backyard furniture in the pool, mm-hmm. leaves everywhere. It was crazy. We had bad storms.
Hmm. Well, I'm just excited for more penny cuddles.
Oh,
and I'm excited for more vacations.
More vacations?
I mean,
don't you love this?
I mean, I'll work on my vacations.
Oh, no. He's kidding. No, anyway, this is exciting. These are nature's pearls. So what's the story with them? Is this like, what do you call it? Dippin' Dots?
Yes. Yeah, like Dippin' Dots, but a better version of Dippin' Dots.
I believe when this brand first launched, it was more like sorbet, like Italian ice type dots, where it was really just like fruit. Mm-hmm. But now they're doing these dessert pearls, which have like little bits of creamy.
So it's ice cream and pearls. Yeah, can we get how many calories are in each container? Can I have my own container?
Oh, yeah. So by the way, it says squeeze.
I was going to show you that.
Shake,
yeah.
Open and enjoy.
So hold on. Can I have one?
Shake.
Jamie, may open. I please have
one?
Oh,
I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was holding
it's okay.
One.
Are there different flavors?
This had the lesser of the two calories. I forgot what the other flavor was, okay. though. I think it was like a vanilla, maybe.
Okay. The strawberry cheesecake. I'm squeezing it. You didn't squeeze yours.
Yeah, I didn't squeeze it enough, I guess.
I'm totally squeezing it. If you squeeze it, then you make the little pearls.
So it's basically strawberries. There's actual strawberries in there. Mm-hmm. Yogurt. Cheesecake bites.
Wow.
Cream cheese. It's really cool.
Ooh, it looks good.
And why is it less sugar? Is it sweetened with something else? Or?
Yeah, it's all... Well,
I wouldn't say that this is less sugar so much as it's mostly from fruit. Let's see. So it has... Yeah. So each of these containers, which, yay for portion control, 130 calories, 16 grams total sugar. It is 14 grams added sugar, so... I think we have to look at this as it is lower in sugar than a slice of cheesecake. You know what I mean? It's not that it's low sugar.
It tastes like it is cheesecake.
Well, there you go. So it's an alternative to...
I think Mike just wanted to eat this and I'm okay with it.
I think I did. I think I misread it and I thought it said 14 grams of, or I thought naturally it was 14 grams of natural sugar, but it's still pretty
good. You have to look at this as, imagine like they make strawberry cheesecake ice cream, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is in a big tub. There's no portion control. It's probably still more sugar than this. So I think this still qualifies. And it's a good example of there's no hard and fast rules as to what makes an appropriate, you know, better for you treat.
I agree. For me, the number one and two rules, will it satisfy me? And is it portion controlled?
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Yep.
Yes. And the answer Success. To that, yes.
We do have another item that I do know.
Sorry, let me just read.
Yeah, sorry.
Did we talk about the other flavors?
No, we didn't know which of the other flavors were.
Oh, you haven't. I do know. So some of the other flavors it comes in, cookies and cream, banana pudding, birthday cake.
Cookies and cream was the other one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yum.
And these are at select supermarkets, so it's definitely out there. It's Nature's Premium Dessert Pearls in, this was the strawberry cheesecake. It's in the freezer, obviously.
I love it. I love it. Oh, wait, you have something else.
We have one more. And this one I do know is lower, very low in sugar. Actually, there's no added sugar at all to this.
Wow. That is a protein that has 25. I mean, sorry. That is a yogurt that has 25 grams of protein.
Mm-hmm.
That's
four
all
times.
Huge.
Four times as much as like traditional yogurt.
So what's the story? It's ratio yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
How many calories in the container?
Give it a stir because it's kind of thick.
Stir that, Mikey.
If we were on a set, the audience would be cheering when I stir
it.
Mikey stirred it.
What the heck kind of set are you?
You want that or you want to?
I get a whole spoonful.
I'm giving you a whole spoonful.
Thanks.
So the details are 170 calories, 3.5 grams fat, 3 grams of sugar, 25 grams of protein. Is this my spoon?
Yeah. This is such a Mikey friendly item.
I'm so, what's it sweetened with?
Because that is sweet.
Yeah.
Very. It tastes like maybe stevia.
Yeah, that's stevia.
Sucralose.
Is it?
What?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. Really?
Sucralose is making a comeback, I've noticed. There's a lot of sucralose out there.
Yeah, this could use a little less sucralose. Yeah.
It's very sweet.
Very.
Yeah.
But it's yum. I like it.
Yeah. Just add some citric acid, some salt, some sour salt, as they say.
Citric acid fixes everything.
Yep.
It really does.
Citric acid is the new salt, basically. It's the sweet. It's the salt for sweet things.
Yeah. Totally.
It is available at retailers nationwide, like Target and Walmart. It's on Amazon. It's ratio protein yogurt.
Okay. Are we ready for the next trend?
Yeah. Next trend.
Drinks that feel like a treat. Ooh. I feel like, Jamie, you started this trend.
Did I?
Yeah. I mean, like, as long as I've known you, you're like, oh, I drink this tea as my dessert. Or like I have this at night as a dessert.
I do love. So it was Sweet Temptations is the brand that makes these like sweetened dessert flavored teas. But I have to say it's so inconsistent. Some of them are really, really unyummy and some of them are incredible. I love the chocolate mint.
The strawberry was
strawberry
good.
Cheesecake is great. And then I always do like a low calorie hot cocoa at night. That's my chocolate fix.
Yeah.
Lisa, you have yogurt in your hair.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Your hair. The protein is making it healthier.
Wow. It looks so shiny. Beautiful.
There you go.
Okay. We're trying this. It's called Spilt. This was all over social media, right? This drink that we have.
Oh, was it? I didn't know.
I think so. It's like chocolate milk. Do you have to shake that or no?
I looked for it to say shake it and it did not say shake it. So I did not shake it.
It has 20 grams. Did I try these? Did I make a video with these? Can't remember. I have them at home.
There's another brand maybe that we maybe did a.
Thanks. I ordered these and I have these at my house. Now I can't remember.
This one, by the way, has 60 milligrams of caffeine and 20 grams of protein. There's also a max version that has 140 milligrams.
Oh, my gosh. This tastes like Yoo-Hoo.
Ooh, zero sugar. I love that.
That is so good.
It's delicious. What is it sweetened with?
Oh, wow.
It's like Yoo-Hoo.
I think
Monk gosh. Fruit. I love that so much.
Is it monk fruit?
So this is caffeinated chocolate milk with a lot of protein.
Hang on. It is... The sweetener of the day.
Sucralose.
Holy moly.
Like I said, sucralose is making a comeback.
I'm buying stock
this
in
is
sucralose.
So yummy.
Yeah, that is delicious. To me, it tastes like Yoo-Hoo in that it's like, you know, Yoo-Hoo is like chocolate water almost, but it's like, it's a little thicker than Yoo-Hoo, but it's delicious.
It's so good. I want to try all the flavors. Strawberry, cookies and cream, vanilla milkshake, peanut butter, chocolate.
Spilt. S-P-Y-L-T.
I feel like you could use this in recipes the way that we use almond milk sometimes. It's like a look because it's so creamy, it's flavorful, and it has protein.
How many calories is that can?
Oh, sorry.
So it's a nice tall can.
I want to use that in my Ninja Creamy.
I think it's 90.
This is 11 ounces. So a nice large can, 90 calories, 0 grams sugar. This is a find.
I really will use that in the Ninja Creamy. I'm going to make creamies out of it.
That's awesome.
That'll be amazing. Love it. Okay, do we have any other drinks that taste like treats?
We do. These Two Good & Co's creamers.
Oh. 40. So they're like creamers?
Yeah,
coffee creamers. So you add it to your coffee.
Yeah, which I have coffee here too.
Oh, you're so good.
Do you want to try it without the coffee or with the coffee?
I first want to try it without the coffee. Okay. Roasted vanilla.
Which one do you want? The roast vanilla or the sweet cream?
I want roasted vanilla. I don't even understand.
This is like a mid-sugar item. Okay. So we traditionally go for lower calorie, lower sugar items than this for our creamers. But this is 40% less sugar than leading creamers. No artificial sweeteners. Ooh, there's a lavender flavor. Sorry to any lavender lovers.
I don't like lavender flavor.
I was like, should I get the lavender? Because I love lavender in my coffee.
No. Wait, is this, oh, because when you get like a special latte.
Yeah,
is this
honey.
A natural item or no?
Let's see. Milk, cream, cane sugar, natural flavor.
Mm, okay. You know what this tastes like?
What's up?
If you let your Ready Whip just like melt, that's what it tastes like. It's like melted Ready Whip.
Wow, that's impressive.
I think
don't judge me. I'm dipping my waffle in it.
For this type of product, I feel like so 1 tablespoon has 30 calories, 1.5 grams fat, 3 grams of sugar. I think it really comes down to will a little go a long way? Because sometimes there's products like this that are not flavorful enough, and it's like, you know what? I'm going to need 3 tablespoons. It's not that special. But if 1 tablespoon can really give you a ton of sweetness and flavor, what do you think?
What I think is I would just have a teaspoon of that as my dessert.
You're just going to sip on a little teaspoon?
I would sip on it.
Here's the sweet
delish.
Cream.
I'm getting like a sweet high, a no sugar high.
That is, please dip your waffle in it.
I ate my waffle
Do
already.
Do yourself a favor and dip your waffle in it.
There's a little bit of Jamie's waffle still left. I'm going to take it.
Oh my gosh. This is so fun.
Oh, you want to try it with coffee?
No, I want to try it with more waffles. Yeah, I'll take coffee.
Okay. I'll let you decide how much you want to put in. So I give here's a little bit of coffee.
Thank you.
And I hate how close that is to my computer.
I'll give you each bottle. Which one do you want? You want the marshmallow or the sweet cream?
No, I have mine.
Here. Oh, you're going to add
wait,
that.
Wait, it's marshmallow?
Sorry, no.
Oh, roasted
vanilla.
Roasted vanilla.
Same thing.
I put the tiniest amount and look how much it lightened the coffee.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh, wait. That's great.
So I just went to their website, Too Good & Co., which I believe they it used to be TWO because it was 2 grams, and now they've changed it to TOO because it
oh, is
expanded.
That true?
But they have new pouches, which is like real fruit yogurt pouches. Then they've got the creamers.
But it's the same company that used to be Too mm-hmm. Good?
Almost that's so, entirely sure.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Oh, it's so good with coffee.
Wowzer. It really is. And a little does go a long way, Jamie. You're right.
Well, that was good. I'm impressed. This is my favorite find so far.
I just want some coffee.
And then, of course, like we've been talking about things you add to water to make treats out of, like our Ultima mm-hmm. replenisher, which is just like sells out every time we link to it, mm-hmm. and the IQ mixes and all like the mocktail kind of things. Like I'm big on drink mixes. Mm-hmm. Especially in moderation when it has weird stuff in it, and not in moderation mm-hmm. when it's all natural.
Yeah.
But yeah, good. Do we have anything else to try in this category?
That's it for that one.
Okay. This next trend I like to think I started. Mini meals as snacks. It's like I'm not big. I like snacking, but my snacks are mini meals because it's like I don't really love. Like snack bars are good and I have them in my life, but there's a time and place. But I would so much rather have like high protein snacks mm-hmm. or like turkey and pickles as a snack. Or, oh, I found my new favorite thing. I found something and I made a video and I don't know if it'll be out before or after this airs, but Poppets. Have you seen those?
Poppets.
They are at Trader Joe's. They're mini cucumbers.
Oh, yes.
They're like the tiniest little cucumbers and I've been either wrapping turkey around them or making the cutest little subs Whoa. Out of them, like little turkey
oh
subs.
Oh my gosh, so
they're
cute.
So cute. Wow. So cute.
Love
so,
it.
Yeah, those really are mini yeah. meals, literally. Yeah.
My snacks are so huge. They're like, they are mini meals for sure. And we had some visitors, our nibblings, my brother's kids came to visit us over the break. And at the end of the trip, we always do like a little like, what was your favorite part? And Mike was asking like, what was your favorite food? Keep in mind, we took them to like fancy expensive mm-hmm. restaurants, mm-hmm. like.
Spent hundreds and hundreds yeah. of dollars on them.
So the little one, Ari, turns to me and she goes, well, I loved when you taught me how to do rice cakes with peanut butter and banana.
Wow.
Which is my well, mini meal.
Yeah.
I used
you know.
PB2. She used regular, but it's just so funny yeah. that like, she's like, can't wait to go home and do that.
Now you know, you don't have to take them out to fancy restaurants.
And her dad, she goes, my dad makes it all the time, but I never tried it. So she's going to go home and her dad's going to be like, I've been making this for years.
That's
what
really
do you
funny.
Mean?
I mean, they did enjoy the restaurant. We did
yeah,
take them
yeah.
to. Yeah.
Wait, where, what was the?
Yamashiro.
Oh,
yeah. But that place, it's all about the location. You're,
yeah.
You're in
oh,
the top
beautiful.
Of the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
Gardens. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Yeah. Wow. You really spoiled them.
We did. We did. I think, yeah, we did.
They're worth it.
And then soup. I love soup as mini meal.
Yeah.
Soup is a snack, but it's also a mini meal. Mm-hmm. It is so filling and just unexpectedly perfect. Mm-hmm. And every month of every year. Doesn't matter if it's hot, if it's summer, I'm a soup person.
Completely agree.
I don't know why, but whenever you say mini meal, all I think about is mini me from Austin Powers.
I once spotted him at Barney's.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think he's nowhere.
Yeah, Troyer. Vern Troyer. Yeah.
Vern Troyer.
Yeah. I think he did pass. Yeah.
He's gone. All right. What's here, though? We have some mini meal snacks that Mike has located.
Do you want, well, they're both Italian names. I was going to say, do you want the Italian one, but they're both Italian. Do you want the one with meat or the one without meat?
Well, just let's try both, but let's start with the one without meat.
Okay. So the first one is brand new from Sargento. It's their shareables and it's Ritz cracker. So it's got 8 pepper jack natural cheese slices and 8 Monterey Jack natural cheese slices.
And Ritz crackers.
And it's Ritz crackers, yeah.
And it's really
with
Ritz.
This, I thought we could eat the whole thing, but it's 4 servings.
Oh, I didn't even.
No.
Shareables.
That's why they're called shareables.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that. That's my bad. I totally looked at it. I'm like, oh, this is perfect.
They're not even trying to to steer you in the other direction. Yeah. They're telling you.
The next one I do know is the entire tray, but do we want to go with the?
Yeah, let's try the shareables. It's funny. I was in France, like the home of the most decadent and amazing carbs. And they were telling me that their most popular cracker is Ritz.
Wow.
Interesting.
Isn't that funny?
Isn't Ritz made in America?
Probably, but I think they think everything American is super cool.
I'm just going to take one and pass it around.
Okay.
That it's like a little good. Charcuterie board.
It is. It's so cute. So there's two kinds of cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
So you just buy this and you can make a little. This is like actually really great for like college students.
Yes.
If you're like, I'm having friends over and we're going to have cheese and crackers.
So there is with the Ritz crackers, there's a cheddar and Colby Jack version. There's a pepper jack and Monterey Jack. And then there's another variety that's white cheddar and Gouda with Triscuits.
This is amazing.
Mm. Yeah. That's so
how
good.
Do you go wrong? I'm having Monterey Jack with peppers.
And honestly, you would be so full if you ate that whole thing. Half of it, totally enough for a mini meal. Mm-hmm. And that's still 300 calories, right, for half?
So let's see. Delicious. Serving, which is 4 cheese slices and 4 crackers. And the cheese slices are like thick. Like they're little squares, but they're thick.
Yeah.
180 calories, 13 grams of fat, 8 grams of protein.
So 360 if you do half. Okay, so do like a third.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd only have a couple. Especially because of the spiciness of the cheese. But it was delicious.
Yeah.
Fun. Satisfying.
I'm excited for this next one. I feel like it needs a solid introduction, Lisa, of what this is.
Yeah. Let me take a peek at it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, prosciutto. This really is like a charcuterie thing. Mm-hmm. So it has, first of all, my favorite crackers of all. I don't even know what the name of these crackers are, but do you know like the long... Gosh, what's the name of them? They have like... they're from another land. No, they're not from here.
Do they say maybe on the ingredients, I wonder? Prosciutto? Oh, it just says crackers.
They're like the long, almost flatbread.
Like water crackers almost. Like,
yeah. Oh, no, water crackers are... Well, let's just cut that out. Because water crackers are the round ones.
Okay.
These are like... I think they're La Panzella. La Panzella.
That sounds about right. I mean, it's definitely an Italian cracker.
Oh my gosh. These are my favorite crackers of all time.
They had those in Italy the entire, like every restaurant or every place we went to, they had them.
Look, Panzella.
So funny. I did La Panzella and it said, did you mean this? And I said, no, La Panzella. And it's like, do you want the weather? Like, we broke Google. It has no idea what I'm talking about.
So it has prosciutto. It has this long cracker and it has, what kind of cheese is this? I'm dissembling.
Mozzarella?
This is so fun.
I think it's provolone.
Mozzarella? Provolone. Probably.
No, mozzarella.
Well, it is mozzarella.
It says prosciutto, mozzarella, and artisanal crackers.
Let me try. So this entire thing is, the entire tray is, I think, 180.
What?
Or 160.
That's a lot of food. How can that be?
This is fabulous.
How can that be? Okay, so we're each getting a piece of prosciutto, a long cracker, a long piece of mozzarella, 160 calories. Mike's dying to take it out of my hand.
And there's more.
160 calories, 7 grams of fat, 13 grams of protein.
For that whole thing?
Wait, do you want to save this and I'll just have half of Jamie's?
Maybe I'll make a video without
that. Yeah, so we'll save the rest of it here.
Mm-hmm. Who makes that?
It's a brand called Ali Salumeria. So a place that makes salami. Assuming that's what that translates to.
I don't know if it, it's like a type of meat, maybe. I don't know.
But
I feel really dumb.
This brand also has other snack pack, like other items. It's at select supermarkets. It's called Ali Salumeria Prosciutto.
That's great.
Yeah, that's amazing.
By the way, if I didn't say, and I don't think I did, the caffeinated chocolate milk is at select retailers nationwide and on Amazon, and the creamers are at Target stores. Mike got them at Pavilions.
Yeah, so I think Target is like their main place for the creamers, but I think they're probably rolling out to other places now.
This is such a fun lunch.
Yeah, but we have more.
Oh, okay. So this is, this is part of the whole mini meal trend, but it's like a way they're called toppers, which made me think of like dog food, but I guess inspired by like you put these on top of your salads or whatever
your pizza,
else, your pizza, your crackers. You can use these in a lot of ways and made by
your
Hidden
fork.
Valley.
Yeah,
exactly. Right on top of that fork.
Put them in a wrap.
Mm-hmm. Like put them on top of whatever's in your wrap. On top of your tortilla.
Okay, which one do you want to try first? We have Original Ranch. So it's Hidden Valley Ranch's Original Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Or their Buffalo Style Ranch.
Mix them. Ranch Buffalo Style Chicken.
That could be fine. Let's try regular ranch.
Okay.
And then this looks like soup. I would add that to soup also. To broth.
Mm-hmm.
This just seems to be a lot you can do with it.
Yeah. By the way, they also have Hidden Valley Dippers, which is grilled chicken strips with a ranch dipping sauce. It's only 240 calories for the whole package.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. See, that's a clever use of protein.
Oh,
that's like saying, hey, you can snack on protein and you don't need to muck it up with carbs.
No. Mm-hmm.
Right? It's exactly.
No, sorry, allowed. I ate it before you did, Lisa.
That's okay.
I apologize.
But there's no rules.
But you're
going to
be, I pre-tried it like, yeah. Like a person does for,
oh, yeah.
For like royalty.
For
so,
royalty.
Yeah. So I don't like die. Mm. Oh, you don't die. So it's really good. The chicken's really tender.
It's very tasty.
Okay, so very half flavorful. Of this package, which is a really nice amount, 120 calories, 5 grams of fat. It does have 870 milligrams of sodium, 24 grams of protein.
Yeah, I would. If I used that on a salad, I wouldn't need dressing. Mm-hmm. It's that flavorful.
This one has less sodium, the buffalo style.
That's interesting because it's buffalo.
Yeah, that's weird.
This
but
one,
I'll take it.
The buffalo one has 790 milligrams, so like 50 milligrams less.
This haul is making me simultaneously full and hungry. I'm satisfied because of all the protein, but I'm hungry because everything's so delicious that I want more of it.
Then that's a successful haul, I would say. Yeah. I would not put that on. I'm like looking at my plate. There's like a dollop of yogurt and half of a cheese cracker.
We should always post your plate afterwards.
I know.
I mean, that's a small plate though. It's not really.
It's true.
It sounds better than I think it looks.
Oh, look at this one. It's like, look at this big piece of chicken. There's like a giant piece of chicken here.
Mm.
It's like tremendous. Mm-hmm. Mm. This one is not as salty.
Yeah. 50 milligrams less. Mm-hmm. So not that much less, but you can definitely taste the difference. Mm-hmm.
My eyes like bugged out of my head. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought I would have liked the buffalo better. I think I like the original better.
I do too.
I like them both.
They're both good.
And these are in the fridge, by the way. These are not like shelf stable pouches. It's more like a little tray. And they are at select supermarkets nationwide, Hidden Valley Ranch Toppers.
You know, they're fun because it's like, we're always talking about like grilled chicken strips and things you can keep in your fridge. And a lot of times they just don't have any flavor. This is very flavored. I think kids would like this too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That'd be great on a pizza.
Yes.
You ready to rate?
I am ready.
All right. First up, Don't Quit Protein Soda. We tried the fruit punch.
I really loved it. I'm giving that a 9.5. Shocking.
So are you saying they shouldn't quit?
Don't quit.
Don't quit your day job. Next up, Eggo Buttermilk Vanilla Protein Waffles.
9.5. Mm-hmm. I love them.
Those were so good.
Yeah, they were really fantastic.
Yum.
And what are they, like 90 calories each Eggo? So like you can make a sandwich with those.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, like a breakfast sandwich?
Breakfast sandwich.
Like egg.
Or like a chicken, like a... Air like a fried chicken.
And waffles.
Yeah.
See what I mean? I'm both hungry and full. Did you say 9.5 for that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, sorry. I went on to a tangent.
Next up, we tried Nature's Premium Dessert Pearls in strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, those were fun too. I'm giving those an 8.
Okay.
Then we tried Ratio Protein Yogurt in strawberry.
You know, I like it, but I have to say, I think there's other protein yogurt that I like more. Mm-hmm. Like I like that, what is it? Is it the Danone? One that has a lot of protein in it.
Yeah.
Like it's the 000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the zero,
triple zero.
So I'm giving that one a 7.5.
All right.
It's a little too sweet for me.
Okay. Then we tried split caffeinated chocolate milk.
Caffeinated and protein packed chocolate milk. This is spectacular. 20 grams of protein. I'm giving this a 9.
Yeah. I don't think it's pronounced split, though. I think it's...
Oh, spilt. Spilt. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. It is spilt.
Spilt milk. No use crying.
Want to try it?
That's all right. We can keep my mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. Spilt.
Yeah. No, I was so intrigued by this that I bought this on TikTok when I saw it, the spilt.
Awesome. We got to try all the other flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next up, Two Good & Co. Coffee Creamers.
Those were really, really good. I'm giving those a solid 8.5.
Nice.
Tasted like melted Ready Whip.
Next on the list, we tried Ali Salumeria Prosciutto. I apologize if I have butchered that in any way.
Wow. Is that the one that had... That's the one that had...
The single serving.
The prosciutto, yeah.
Oh my, I'm giving that a 10.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No.
It gets a 10. 10.
Never weird. And I think actually right before that, we tried the Sargento Shareables with Ritz crackers.
Mm-hmm. We sure did. That one, you know, that's more like, I don't know. It feels more like a treat. I'm going to give that a 7.5, even though it's not about the deliciousness. Mm-hmm. It just feels like it doesn't have as much protein as I want. And Ritz crackers are probably a little more rich. The other feels like a smarter food choice.
You know, that would be good with or good for, which is something I never do. But like at the Hollywood Bowl, you can bring in your own food. Like that would be good with a little bit of wine while you're watching the show. Yeah.
You bring your thermos of wine.
I had such a good charcuterie board yesterday. I was at a friend's house, and what I loved about it is a lot of times it's dried fruit, but she also had fresh fruit on it. So there were raspberries and blackberries, and there were these like salted almonds, all these different crackers, crackers with raisins. I love crackers with raisins in them. It was a really good
one. Look at you with the Monday's charcuterie board.
Yeah. Nicely done, Tracy. Okay, last on the list, Hidden Valley Ranch Toppers. What'd you think?
I like them. 8. You know, nice. That's a solid 8.
Yeah.
Love it.
Beautiful. What a nice little way to kick off the year with the trends.
I quite enjoyed it. You know, at the top of the episode, we, you know, had so much to talk about, and we talked about, you know, our wonderful sponsor, but I think people need to know that the amazing copycat issue of Hungry Girl magazine is now on shelves and available for purchase online with free shipping at hungrygirl.com/magazine. Lisa, you want to tell people a little bit about this awesome brainchild of yours?
It's just, it's so fun. I mean, I think like in the early, early days of Hungry Girl, it was all about copycat stuff. Mm-hmm. It was like, how do you recreate this or that? Mm-hmm. And not just how to create healthy recipes. So I love the idea of like going back to our Hungry Girl roots and recreating everything and anything that you find at like coffee shops and at the Cheesecake Factory and fast food that you can make, save tons of money and calories, make it better for you, smarter, save money. I mean, it's just a win-win-win-win-win all around.
There's also a lot of great like takeaway tips, and there's like fun facts. It's really a cool one. I loved it a lot.
Such a fun issue.
Yeah, look for it.
Should we give one away?
Yes.
All right.
We should give away more than one. Let's give away 3.
Okay. Give away 3. And how about they text me? What I asked you all earlier is, what are you looking forward to in 2026? Just a couple lines. Don't have to give me the whole paragraph.
Right. And you can say more episodes of the Chew the Right Thing podcast.
Yeah.
We will judge you.
You can text me at 805-380-8075 or email at podcast@hungry-girl.com.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I look forward to the next episode in a couple of
good
weeks.
Good one.
What is it? Is it TJ's? TJ's? TJ's?
I'm not sure if it's going to be a TJ spotted or just a all around spotted on shelves, like all the stores. I have to go to TJ's first and see how many I can come up with.
I think it's a TJ's. I'm feeling it and I'm excited about it. I hope so. I think the people want it.
Yeah, they probably do.
These people want it.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing. Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Whoa, 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 whoa. Flour rice to cookie hacks, healthy swaps and tasty snacks. Turn it up, play it loud at home or in the car. Chew the right thing wherever you are. All snooze, prizes galore. Whatever they munchin', we want more. Whatever they munchin', we want more. We want more. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. And tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa,
right thing on the podcast where grub is king, tasting, laughing, prizes too, all the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing, all the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too, sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew, yeah. Whoa. But mostly they chew, yeah.